AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran is accusing the U.S. of very dangerous and provocative acts and urged international community to demand that the U.S. end unlawful acts. Tensions are higher after U.S. drone was shot down in the Strait of Hormuz. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
Where was the drone flying?
It was over international waters, clearly over international waters.
The U.S. military is rejecting Iran's version.
Iranian reports that this aircraft was shot down over Iran are categorically false.
Retired Colonel David Maxwell, though, says it may well have been as the president initially described it, a mistake, telling the AP the Iranians may have thought the drone was in fact in their own airspace.
They might not have the technical means to really determine a location, and somebody made a decision to shoot this down.
Maxwell, a Special Forces veteran, says errors do happen. This one, though, could have severe consequences. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning the U.S. against using force on Iran, saying it would have catastrophic consequences. A big spike for the markets today. The S&P 500 closed at a record high and has erased all of a steep pullback it suffered back in May. A rally came as investors balanced optimism over the possibility the Federal Reserve could cut interest rates in response to a slowing economy and jitters about the prospects of dimmer corporate profits should a severe slowdown take hold. Wall Street, the Dow finished up 249 points. The Sacramento, California police officer shot and killed responding to a domestic violence call had been on the force only about 6 months. Officer Tara O'Sullivan graduated from the police academy in December. A suspect surrendered. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers and abortion opponents are calling on the Democratic governor, Tony Evers, to sign four abortion bills he promised to veto. This is AP Radio News. Lawyers are claiming a dangerous situation at border detention sites.
A legal team recently interviewed over 60 children at a border patrol station in Texas and had this warning. A dangerous and traumatic situation is unfolding for some 250 infants, children, and teens locked up for up to 27 days without enough food, water, and sanitation. Customs and Border Protection did not immediately respond to the allegations about the conditions, but has said in recent weeks that it's overwhelmed and it needs more money and help from Congress. Shelley Antler, Washington.
The remains of a North Carolina soldier, Private First Class William Hoover Jones, who was presumed dead in North Korea, finally came home. Gregory Oree is his nephew.
It was an emotional time for me, and it's something I will never forget. These gentlemen take their time, volunteered.
Jones will be remembered in a ceremony at the state capitol in Raleigh tomorrow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.